This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, Cheryl.
Tig. Oh.
Yeah.
We have a little surprise in this podcast today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Nobody could see this coming.
Yeah. No, we didn't even see it coming.
No, we didn't see
it coming. It's a big surprise. I wouldn't like play it down.
No, yeah. We should play it up.
Let's play it up because there is a very big surprise coming to you. Coming to your ears.
Coming to your earballs.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that.
Why you sound so sad about it?
I'd say I'm more mad about it.
Listen, we talk about painting, sex, perms.
Makes a surprise appearance.
Oh my God, I hope that... Tig, you did not just say that. Tig.
Thomas can bleep it out. I just love upsetting you.
Oh, gosh. What is wrong with you? All right. Let's just get right to it because I'm so angry with you right now. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. I'm so mad at you.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Oh, boy. How's it going?
Good. Guess where I am?
In Mississippi at your cousin's house?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm in New Orleans at my other cousin's house.
Okay. I was half right.
Yeah.
Guess where I am?
In your closet.
Yep.
That's yep. Right. I was 100% correct.
Boy.
You and I were just, before we pressed record, we were coming up with potentially a very exciting plan for our show.
Yes.
That our listeners might be pretty excited about.
Excited about.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little party. We'll tell you about it. We'll when we get it hammered out. Hammered out? Nailed down.
Well.
Is that the same thing? Hammered out?
Hammer it out and nail it down.
And then we'll nail it down.
Well, yeah.
We're really screaming ahead into the holiday season.
Is that a saying?
I don't think so, but I
want
to try to
get... I feel like all of your sayings are off. We're screaming ahead?
Well, like you're going so fast, you're screaming.
Did this year go by very quickly for you? Or did it drag?
It seems to be going by quickly.
It flew by so fast.
It's weird that it's October.
I mean, think about like the pandemic started.
Where time stood still. When we had to lock down, like don't go outside or you're going to die.
Yeah.
You just felt like you were walking around in molasses. Like time wasn't even ticking.
Well, now think about how that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in this year and we're at the end of this year and we're about to start another year.
I hope all of this stays in because it's fascinating.
It's insane.
It's insane. But Tig, we have bigger fish to fry. Mm. That one was right.
Well, as a vegan, I don't...
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't even eat fish? That's pescatarian.
Yeah, I don't fry fish. I love fish, though.
Okay, we have bigger eggplants to air fry.
Well, that's mean, too. Okay. Do you like eggplant?
I do.
I love eggplant.
I love eggplant. But they're moody, I find.
How do you mean?
Well, like when you cook them, you're supposed to sweat them first and get out the moisture. It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't cook them. I just go someplace and say,
and order.
I'll have the eggplant, please.
Oh, why do you have to talk like a trucker when you say it?
I would never order any sort of eggplant dish at a truck stop.
I don't think they would offer it. I don't think that's their go-to.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. That's probably, you're not going to get great or sushi.
Oh my gosh.
I would stay away from the sushi.
That's like 7-Eleven sushi.
Mm. Oh, speaking of 7-Eleven, have you heard of the...
This again. Is this your old 7-Eleven story?
No. Do I have a 7-Eleven story?
For everything that comes up.
Have you heard of the one chip challenge?
No.
There's this super hot, I said super hot and I don't like saying, very hot chip called the Pocky chip.
Okay.
And you buy it at 7-Eleven and it comes in a tiny coffin. And it's so hot. It only is one chip. It is one tortilla chip.
Okay.
With lots of hot pepper stuff on it. And then you're supposed
My
to eat
My mouth is watering. Not because it sounds good, but just...
Just the idea of it.
The idea.
And you eat it and...
And then you get in the coffin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people throw up or, you know, I play poker with Ray Romano and his son did it. And when he ate the chip, he ripped his shirt off and threw up.
So when did 7-Eleven start selling this?
I don't know, but I just found out about it. And then I play poker online with Ray and these guys and Ray told us the story. And then two of the guys on our poker group decided they wanted to do it. But, I mean, you have to, like, put on gloves because if you get it in your eye. Yeah, if it gets in your eye or even on your lips. You know, one of the tricks is, like, you put gloves on and then you fold
Thanks
it
for
up.
The act out, by the way.
So it doesn't touch your lips on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a trick.
Are you going to do it?
I thought about it.
Can you handle spicy stuff?
I think I
mean,
can.
You have a podcast with me, so...
That's a spice.
That's a spice.
I do like spicy stuff, but I don't want to.
You don't want to
throw
up with your shirt off.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I bet it would be a confusing moment for if you have fans that think you're hot, which I don't know if you do, but if you do,
so many.
Then
you ate your chip
in front of
and pooped and threw up at the
same
time.
Yeah, like a guy that thinks you're hot. And that would be really funny is come see Cheryl Hines topless, but she's also going to poop and throw up.
Oh, I don't know. I keep thinking one day I want to try it, but why would I? Like, there's
But
not-
wait, more importantly, why are you going to poop if you have one hot chip?
I mean, that's just one of the things that can happen. Apparently, it's happened. Like, if you go on Amazon and you read reviews about the Pocky chip,
people poop their pants.
They do a lot of stuff. They have a lot of very strong reactions.
Has anyone died?
No. We did look that up before our friends tried it because we were like...
Do we want to lose this friend?
Yeah, that's not funny.
Uh-huh. Well, right.
But my friends were very, they were great. There was just a lot of sweating.
Uh-huh.
But they were very pulled together.
Listen, if you poop with your shirt off, I'll be there.
And then you will post it immediately.
Topless pictures of Cheryl at Shakers. No.
Shakers, please hold.
Shakers, please hold. Cheryl's pooped her pants again.
I feel sorry for our listeners. Okay, listen, we should talk about this documentary.
Okay.
We're talking today about Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. It's a 2021 American documentary directed by Joshua Raffi. Who previously directed Sasquatch. Oh, I loved Sasquatch.
Wait, the Sasquatch director directed this?
Directed this. That's what it's saying. It would be great if we ever read this before the show, but
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Our listeners would hightail it out of here.
They would be so disappointed if we were informed in any way. It chronicles the life and career of famed TV painter Bob Ross, as well as the troubled legacy he left behind. The documentary was produced by Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone, my peeps, and is available to watch on Netflix.
Well, that was a shocking twist. Did you know that Melissa and Ben produced this?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Look, who knew something?
Well, how did you find out?
That's a good question. I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you. Came...
It just came up in conversation with my other friends.
When you say those are your peeps, are they
They're from the Groundlings. Yeah. Okay.
Were you actually in the Groundlings with them?
I was, yeah.
Who else was in that, the class, the graduating class?
And
were you like, this Melissa McCarthy gal?
She's
going to be a star.
Well, yeah, everybody was saying that about Melissa.
Were they?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm surprised. I'm just, it's
right.
interesting.
No, but she, you can't take your eyes off of her when she's on stage.
Or so, off.
Huh?
Or off.
Oh.
Or off stage.
Or off stage. I have like, no idea what you were saying.
I'm saying or
I
off.
I said, you can't take them off. And you said or off. And I'm like, I
You
don't
said
know,
on stage.
Stage,
And
okay.
I'm saying or off stage. Wow.
Or off stage.
Wow. This is.
It's going to be a long.
This is a good segment here.
Oh my God.
If we ever do a highlight reel, please flag this part of our misunderstanding of or off. Or off.
Okay, yes. You can't take your eyes off of her when she's on stage or off of stage. Yes.
Yes, she's magnetic.
And Ben is, he's also a great performer, and he's a little more subdued, you know. He's a little...
Well, you got to have the yin and the yang.
He's the yin and the yang, yeah. And he's a great writer, and I mean, they're both great writers. But yeah, when you were performing with Melissa, it was tough because, you know, she was
Melissa McCarthy.
She was Melissa McCarthy being Melissa McCarthy.
What was your favorite sketch she ever did?
Why do I think that she was a Walmart greeter? And she did this, I can't even tell you what the sketch was about because a lot of her comedy is just her expressions and her physical comedy and, you know.
Why didn't we have Melissa and Ben on this episode?
For this, I don't know.
When you say my peeps, like, are you in touch with them? Like, could you shoot Melissa a text and be like, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, girl,
Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey. I think I have their contacts. I don't text with them all the time.
The story's falling apart.
I know. Listen.
I'm so curious. We should have had them on because I'm so curious what made them make a documentary about Bob Ross.
Here's what I imagined. I imagine because Bob Ross was, he brought so much joy to people, you know, and he had that thing that it's really hard to articulate. And it's something that he had that so many people watched it and really got something from him.
Look, I know why he's appealing. I get it. But why did Melissa McCarthy... And Ben Falcone.
Go after it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Once again, it would have been great if we thought this out before.
But I love when there's a curveball like that where you don't really know how the dots connect.
Right.
And you know, it makes sense that the Sasquatch director made another documentary.
Right.
But...
I mean, do you want me to try to text Ben as we speak?
No, I want you to call Melissa...
Oh, God.
On this show.
I don't know that I've ever called Melissa. I do have a phone number.
I'm sure.
That will be awkward. That's putting her on the...
And it's from when you were groundlings together?
Probably.
You couldn't get Heather McDonald to call you back.
That's true. I've got no...
Yeah, so I don't know if I've we're going to no hear pull. Back from Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. And nothing against Heather McDonald. I'm just saying no. Melissa's, in the grand scheme of things, a bigger deal than Heather. Heather is a big deal in other ways.
Okay.
But my stepfather for sure does not know who Heather McDonald is.
Right.
And you couldn't get her to call you back.
Okay, I just texted her. This phone number is probably from 1982.
What did you text her?
I said, hi. I'm on a podcast with Tig Notaro. Can we call you and ask you a question about Bob Ross? This is Cheryl. This is Cheryl H., by the way. That's my text.
Cheryl H. What is she? Do you know how long it's going to take her to realize what the H stands for?
No. Like, who is Cheryl H?
Okay, here we go. We'll have a time ticker.
Oh, my God. We have to take a break, and we haven't said one thing.
Right when you were asking if I know Melissa?
We haven't said one thing about...
One thing. One thing.
We haven't said one thing about this documentary.
Yeah, I know Melissa. She and I play tennis on Tuesdays.
Oh, well, why don't you text her?
You think I play tennis with Melissa McCarthy on Tuesdays? Oh.
I thought so.
I've met her briefly in passing a couple of times, I think.
Wow. We're full of great stories today. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're really going to attack it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back, ready to attack it. Here we go. Did you watch Bob Ross when Bob Ross was on TV?
I did.
Did you try and paint?
No, I was too lazy, but every time I would watch him, I would be like, whoa, I would love to follow along and do exactly what he's doing if I had the paints and the brush and the thing. Did you watch him?
I would just, when I'd be flipping through between, Good Times and Sanford and Son, and I would see him. Any word from Melissa McCarthy?
Nothing. Crickets. So far, just crickets.
Also, my mother was a painter.
Oh, so it wasn't as magical to you because you were like, I know how to do this.
Well, I thought I was a painter. I thought I was an artist. But I think a lot of kids think they are. But I thought I was because my mother was an incredible artist and my grandmother was an incredible artist.
Yeah.
I think so many kids are like, I want to be an artist or I'm a good artist. Yeah. And then time goes on and it's like, you're terrible. Okay. You're terrible.
No one's going to pay you to do this. You can do it, but nobody's going to pay you to do it.
And so my mother would help me paint some things sometimes, but she was very much into,
Portraits
and sceneries and such such things as that. So.
And so forth and so on.
And what have you.
So Bob Ross was known for painting a picture during a TV show. That was a 30-minute TV show. Was it on NPR?
The TV show on NPR?
Oh, right. That's radio. What's the one that's
PBS?
PBS. And he was on for years and years. Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating to watch him. And it was very soothing. And he was very personable. And people felt like they knew him. And he was gentle. And he had a very good energy to him. And yeah, when I was in college, we would watch him.
Ironically or really?
Sort of ironically, like you drink or smoke pot and watch him and, you know, just be like, happy clouds, man, happy clouds.
Do you smoke pot still?
No, I was never a big pot smoker.
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't do anything good for me. I just sit there like, I don't say anything. I'm like, oh, God, as soon as I can talk again, I'm going to really get involved in this conversation. And then like 3 hours later, I'm just sitting in the corner by myself. So I don't do it.
As soon as I can talk again.
You're not a pot smoker. No, you.
No.
No.
I mean, I've smoked teetotaler. Pot a handful of times. Mm. And then for my back pain, I tried to smoke it for a little while. And then I was just sitting in the corner of our bedroom, high. A couple of times, and Stephanie would walk in and out of the room and be like, are you okay? I'd be like, I'm high. That happened a couple of times, but it didn't help my back pain. I had to go get my spine fused, you know?
So it didn't work. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, for some people, they love it. For some people, it doesn't stick.
Yeah. You're saying it could go either way.
Oh my God. This episode is really about nothing. So Bob Ross, I mean, he's iconic because he had this like white man afro, which, okay, this is a spilling the beans in my opinion. Mm-hmm. What we do find out is that it was a perm.
I know.
I mean, who would want their hair to look like that?
Bob Ross. I felt like there were some people that, like, as sweet and calming as he was, I felt like some people thought he kind of seemed a little creepy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Melissa just said, ha ha, yes. I'm going to call her.
Oh, boy.
Wait, do we have a question to ask
No.
her? Should I FaceTime her?
Sure.
I hope you're so impressed with...
She's probably like...
Maybe I should just call, because maybe FaceTime is connecting. Melissa!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait. Melissa, how are you?
What is happening?
Look, can you see Tig and Thomas?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Melissa.
Boy, I didn't know it was FaceTime. Enjoy what you're getting, guys.
I know. Well, this is... We're not actually... FaceTiming while we're doing the show. We just FaceTime each other. But thank you for calling. You look so cute. Where are you? You're all done up.
Ask her if she thinks I look cute.
I am wearing mascara for the first time in, like, I feel like a year. So I feel like I'm really painted up.
What was the question? Are you attracted to Tig?
No. Ask her if you got this too late now. You were asking if you.
Oh, she can't hear you.
I was just now.
Now we have a connection.
Oh, now we have a.
Oh my gosh.
This is a nightmare.
I'm filming all of this because so far this is my favorite part.
This is so great.
Tell her that we have a terrible podcast about documentaries
every
week.
Oh, right.
She
can't hear you because I've got my earphones in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa.
What's your question? Can you relay your question?
Yes. Melissa, our question to you is, what made you and Ben want to do this documentary about Bob Ross?
You know, we've always kind of been a little obsessed with him. And then when we had our kids, we rewatched them in a different way. And I remember my dad watching it like every single time when it got to the end of the show and Bob was about to put in the big tree up front. It made my dad go into a full panic every time. He's going to ruin the whole thing. What's he doing? every time. It's the same trick, and it would just destroy my dad because he's always like, "It's beautiful work," and he's, "What's he doing?" And then sure enough, he's like, "Oh, that's gorgeous." And then like we have it on, and we've always kind of been fascinated, as I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And Ben was thinking of writing a biopic on it.
Oh my God, he should.
And I said I wanted him.
I'm happy to play Bob Ross.
His hair for years, which is true. And then he started doing research, and we just couldn't come up with anything. And like, God knows, you can find out more things than you ever want to know about anyone online.
Right.
And we couldn't find anything. It was like the same basic things. He'd been in the army. He'd been in Alaska, and that's where it ended. And it kind of just made us go down a wormhole of like, how on earth can everyone know this person and yet we know nothing about him?
Yeah.
So we hooked up with these lovely, really great doc filmmakers that had just done Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh.
It seemed like 2 or 3 weeks later, they're like,
Sasquatch.
We're knocking on doors. We're getting somewhere. And we were like, oh my God. Okay. Let's do it.
Oh my God.
That was really long-winded. I'm sorry.
No, that's exact. Listen, that's more information than our listeners usually get about any documentary we watch. So Tig and I watch a doc and then we talk about it, but sometimes we never really make it. Sometimes we never really make it to anything that has to do with the film. But this, yeah, see, we're only at the beginning of this.
We're still talking about how she produced the film.
Yes. And we were wondering what you guys had to do with it. And we are probably 30 minutes into our podcast. And then I said, oh, Melissa and Ben are my peeps. And then I feel like Tig was like, I doubt you even know them. Why don't you call Melissa? And I was like, well, I haven't called Melissa in like 10 years.
And I was like, call her.
Lo and behold, I'm that exciting. It's the same number.
That I love that. I love it so much. All right. We should let Melissa go. But Melissa, will you tell Ben he's got to do Bob Ross? That would be so great.
And then I want to give him a Tony Liltz. It's one of those, like a home perm.
Can I tell you something? I went to beauty school and I know how to do perms. So I would love to do his perm. And I will do it for free. Tell him I will do it for free. You're welcome.
That will entice him. It's lovely to see you. It's lovely to see you. Topic. Tig, what a delight. Someday I'll hear your voice.
Tell her she'll have to listen to this episode.
You'll have to listen to this episode.
Oh, and I will.
Oh, she will, right, for bye, sure. Bye. Bye, bye. Say hi to Ben.
Bye.
Well, bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was...
All right.
Okay, I hope I just got some respect or...
Yeah.
Admiration, yeah. Or...
And still we haven't heard from Heather McDonald.
Heather McDonald.
That was so great. So fun. I wish I could have talked to her as well, but I'll take what I can get. It makes me feel like maybe every now and then we should kind of challenge each other to get a different celebrity on the horn.
Call a friend.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and then you get an extra point if you can get them on FaceTime.
Although our listeners can't.
I know, but it's like with me and you, we can have Thomas Tally.
Yeah.
An ongoing thing,
right,
where you now have 1 point.
Thank
you. No, you have 2 points. You have 2 points because you got Melissa McCarthy. Wait, does it? It goes down one because you couldn't get Heather McDonald on. So you have 1 point. Okay. So you tried to get Heather McDonald.
But you don't lose a point for that.
I made up this game. Mm. You tried to get Heather McDonald. Couldn't get her. -1. Tried Melissa McCarthy. Boom.
Got her.
2.
In real time. And by the way, do I get any credit for Amanda Knox DMing me? Yeah, I do.
People DM me all the...
What do you bring to the show?
Why did I even ask you to do a podcast with me? I could have walked past you at the airport that day and been like,
hey,
you know what?
Go dead get your weight. Jamba Juice.
Dead weight. Okay, we have to give our listeners a break.
Oh, God, they need one.
And then we will be back to
with
talk
Bob
about...
Bob Ross.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And we are back. But those are the rules. You're down one with Heather McDonald. That's up cool. One with Melissa McCarthy. Then you get her on FaceTime. Boom. You are at 1 point. Okay?
I don't particularly like your point system.
Well,
I'm going to sleep on it. But anyway, the idea.
Thomas, are you tallying?
And what do I get for Amanda Knox? That's got to be something. That's a lot.
Well, we still don't know.
Yes, we do. What?
Okay. Nothing.
Tig. Do not. Tig. Tig. Okay. Let's talk about Bob Ross.
Let's.
Please.
Okay.
Okay. So Bob. Okay. The perm. And then when he'd get a new perm, he'd call it getting his springs tightened. And it was cute because you could see there was one shot of him with wearing his jeans and he had his pick, like his little Afro pick in his back pocket. Adorable. Yeah.
I feel like after the 70s, everyone ditched carrying a comb in their back pocket.
I know, but not
it's
Bob Ross.
It's such a cool look.
Yeah.
My father used to carry a comb in his back pocket. Aww. And he'd take it out and he'd comb his mustache with it.
No, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, he did.
No, thank you.
Listen, he also drove a van and had a holster across his chest and carried a gun in his cowboy. He had a pistol in his cowboy boot. That's my father.
That's no joke. My father had a van, but had no seats in the van. It was
and the only children collected through the neighborhood.
The only chair we had was a rolling office chair
in the back of a van.
Yeah. So if he gave you a ride somewhere, you were in a rolling office chair
that is hilarious.
Just roll around the van.
Was there at least a seatbelt on the chair?
No. On the office chair, no.
Yeah.
But that was when I was in high school, because we did drive the van. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you would want to take the van because you could take your friends. You could fit a lot of people in there, and then one person got the office chair and everybody else.
Would you fight over the office
chair? Yeah, because that was the only seat. Plus, if you're sitting on the floor of the van, then the office chair is coming at you at some point when you, you know, take a turn.
What about when you slam on the brakes?
It rolled.
Wow.
It wasn't great. I mean, it was fun.
And nobody had the idea to take the office chair out of the back of the van?
No. I don't know who had the idea to put an office chair in the back of the van.
A lot of ideas going on. None of them good.
Okay. Bob Ross. Back to Bob. Bob became this icon of joyfulness and he had a lot of female followers.
Ladies wanted a piece of that.
Ladies, you wanna hear some? Mm-hmm. So this is how he talked on his show.
He talked to or about his painting as though he was talking to a lover.
To a lover. Let's listen to Bob.
I talk to only one person when I'm filming, and I'm really crazy about that person. It's a one-on-one situation, and I think people realize that, and they do feel that they know me, and I feel that I know them.
Barely touching. Just caress it. Graze it, caress it, shake off the excess.
and just beat the devil out of it.
Now, also, if there's any questions that we don't answer during this show, drop us a line. We'll be glad to try to answer almost any question that you can come up with, as long as it's not too personal. Let's see here. What's the... Oh, we're not going to read that one on TV. We'll set it aside and go on.
It was too hot. It was too sassy for the viewers.
It's almost as hot as that...
the Pocky.
Spicy hot chip that you were talking about.
The chip challenge. The chip challenge. That'll make you poop your pants.
is that how it's billed?
Well, it is weird because they clearly...
Uh-oh, we're getting back into it.
Oh, yeah. Listen. But they don't... They're not going after repeat customers with the Pocky chip challenge. They just want you to do it once.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a weirdo that just, like... Of course, puts that in their snack lunch.
Oh, could you imagine if you were at a party and you just like dropped it in with the Doritos?
Is that how you say it? Doritos?
How do you say it? Doritos?
Doritos. But you like hang in that area of like Doritos.
Doritos. Doritos.
Doritos.
Because I'm saying it the correct way. I'm sure that's how the Spanish say it.
It's a traditional Mexican food.
The Doritos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Bob would say, you know, we got to tease it, make love to it. So people tuned in and, oh God, we haven't even gotten, okay. Blah, blah, blah. He had a wife. Sadly, his wife died. Mm-hmm. And.
He cheated on her.
With what's her name?
Yeah. Right?
Was she alive when? I mean, we're not judging. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen. I'm not judging. I'm just trying to tell the story here. Please, I mean,
please tell the
story. We cover documentary film, and that's what I'm doing. Right. I'm trying to share this story with our listeners.
So
we
met
here for cold, hard facts.
He met this couple, the Kowalskis, and there was a woman, a white-haired lady named Annette Kowalski.
I mean, how could he keep his hands off of this woman?
Did it seem like a May-December relationship?
It seemed odd. If you're married and you seem to have your pick of the litter with all these people...
All the coming at you. Yeah.
Yeah. That. I mean, maybe he was, like, busy with other people, you know?
He didn't seem like the type.
Why? Because he had a perm?
He had a perm and a soothing voice. That's
There's
not
no
the cheating
way.
Type.
He's unassuming.
So Annette was married to, still is, I think, married to a man named Walt who was in the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And they would record their phone calls. Walt would record everyone's phone calls. And Annette went into business. Well, they both went into business with Bob. And Bob had a son named Steve. And they moved in with Annette and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it seems like, even though Annette later said, nah, but that they had a torrid love affair, no?
Mm-hmm.
Sexual, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
At the very least.
At the very least. And so he had a son named Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve is in the documentary. He's very sweet.
He is. You feel for him.
You feel for him. You really feel for him. And,
well, you know, Bob was very into his hair.
Yeah.
And this, I don't mean anything.
No, you're just saying it. You're not, you're not making the news. You're just reporting it. Go ahead.
I feel like Steve could have cleaned up the back of his hair.
Oh, the back?
Yeah. Well.
What was happening with the back of his hair? Mullet-like?
Yeah.
Well, let's tell our listeners that this is in Florida. I really had to laugh out loud. I was like, oh.
I know. How is it that
everything is in Florida?
Documentary is in Florida. How?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of stuff happens in Florida.
I also feel like since COVID, I have, you know, the haircutting bug. No, I didn't go to beauty school like you.
Mm.
But I am cutting my father-in-law's hair, my kid's hair, my own hair.
Wow.
And when I saw Steve's hair, I was like, give me the back of that. Give me the back of that. Come here.
I did not even notice the back of his hair, but that really makes me laugh.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right.
But sadly, Bob, his wife died, and then Bob was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, she died of cancer, and then he was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Steve talks about it, and he didn't know at the time, and Bob was really trying to get Steve in front of the camera and get him mm-hmm. on a good path to take over. And Steve was like, I don't want to paint the happy clouds.
Yeah.
And he was nice enough. But Steve, you know, as a grown adult is saying, oh, I had no idea that mm-hmm. was going on with my dad. And yeah. he was just trying to help me and yeah. take care of me. It was very right. touching and yeah. sad. And then Bob ends up passing away.
Mm-hmm.
But before he passed away, Annette and Walt, while Bob was like in bed, he was really experiencing his
sickly.
Yeah. They were trying to get Bob to sign over everything to them. Mm-hmm. His likeness, anything Bob Ross.
I mean, what kind of pile of garbage are you?
It's so awful. And his son, Steve.
No, I'm asking you. No, but I mean, truly, it's like, why?
It's the worst.
How are people that money hungry?
I don't know. It's just it's the worst. And then Annette was trying to get in on it, and she started like getting in the picture and wanting to paint her own flowers. And
it doesn't sound that dramatic, to be honest. Like, for our listeners that didn't watch the movie and that are just hearing the recap, and you're like, and you know, she was trying to get in there and paint her own flowers. Oh, it was just a bloodbath.
Okay, so what I mean to say is there was a very sweet couple, this other couple.
Mm-hmm.
What were their names?
The flower painters.
Way to know. The flower painters. And
they were known for painting, and they had a signature. The Jenkins.
The Jenkins.
They had a signature thing.
Move.
Yeah. Flowers.
With the badger.
Which, to be fair,
the badger
they didn't invent painting flowers, right? I mean, my mother used to paint flowers.
Well, they did it on TV, and they showed people how to paint flowers. Okay. So then Annette decided she was going to take over the flower painting instructional.
And then she even took a picture of herself sitting in the exact same wicker chair.
The peacock chair.
The peacock wicker chair that the Jenkins were sitting in. Okay, you add it up. It's a scandalous story, but there's elements of it that don't sound too scandalous.
It doesn't, especially when you're recapping it.
When you recap this scandal.
They were painting.
Like they started painting flowers too, and she took a picture in the wicker peacock chair.
But at the time,
like, nobody's driving to work listening to this, like, with this angry face, like, what?
In the peacock chair?
Yeah.
No, sir.
You are telling me she was sitting in the peacock chair, and then later the other woman was sitting in the peacock chair?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, this will make listeners mad, because after dear Bob passed away, Annette and Walt, they didn't even want people to know that Bob Ross had passed away. Mm-hmm. And they're still selling his show internationally. And mm-hmm. they didn't even get the word out that he had a funeral, that he had passed away, because they had started.
They didn't want the money train to
end. Yeah. The Bob Ross.
Gravy train.
The gravy train. The paint train. Mm-hmm. The Bob Ross, what was it? Mm-hmm. Bob Ross Incorporated. So they had classes and products, mm-hmm. and now the Kowalskis are like taking that over, and they sue his ex-wife, his ex-partner, I guess. They wanted all of his paintings. They wanted everything that had to do with Bob Ross. And people, you know, were so intimidated by them that they all signed it all away and said, okay, you can have it.
And why were they intimidated by these?
No, because, you know, you've got the ex-CIA guy and they're filing for lawsuits and it's...
Oh, right. They sued everybody.
Yeah. And then Steve, the son...
Terrible people.
...decides, I'm going to sue them before they sue me. And it didn't go well.
Should we end there?
It's so sad. It's just so sad mm-hmm. to even... But he lost the lawsuit because Lawrence Kapp ran out of money. Because these lawsuits are expensive. You know, you have to pay an attorney to do these lawsuits. Who has that kind of money? The Kowalskis.
Yeah.
But Steve is, he's out there painting and he's...
Teaching classes.
And, you know, I hope he somehow gets control over his father's name somehow. I don't know how, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not in the art world, but somewhere along the way, I know I've seen these Bob Ross products.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've seen the Bob Ross Chia Pet for sure.
Well, I was talking about...
Oh, the actual paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw the Chia Pet?
Well, because you water it and his afro grows.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would have to get approval, right, to use his image for the Chia Pet?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I've seen over the years things like these, you know, tubes of paint with his face on it. And it's just crazy to think
that this couple,
that it's going to these... Ugh. Nasty people. And I hope that, you know, at least this documentary gets the word out. I mean, if the documentary didn't, we know our podcast is reaching
millions.
Yeah. It is doing the work where the documentary couldn't. But it is nice to think that maybe our listeners and the people that watched this documentary will at least not buy those products.
Right.
And who needs a Chia Pet?
A lot of people.
Bob Ross. I mean,
well,
yes,
it would be fun.
Of course, if the money was going to the right, but if you know that it's going to corrupt people,
Annette,
you don't need
that Chia Pet.
No.
You can do something else.
Do something else. Listen to Cheryl. Do something else. then grow a Bob Ross Chia Pet.
But that being said, what was so great about the documentary and about Bob Ross is that people really had a reaction to him and they really loved him. And, you know, he brought joy and happiness to so many people.
Yeah, there was kind of a, you know, even though I know they're very different people, but there is kind of a Mr. Rogers type.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something going on.
Because he was the real deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really did love to paint. And he loved Alaska and the landscapes and the animals. It was very sweet.
And the ladies.
He did. I mean, he definitely had a thing for Annette. Oof. And honestly, when you watch it, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Bob and Annette. I can't see it.
Sounds like a hot couple.
Oh, Bob and Annette. But just to let everybody know, BRI, the Bob Ross Incorporated, and the Kowalskis deny that Annette and Bob had an affair. And they continue to make millions from Bob's likeness, while Steve hasn't received any compensation. It infuriates me.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. If my mother was a successful painter and...
And somebody else there was like a, controlled everything about what she did.
Or my father was people were buying Chia Pets of his mustache growing. But, you know,
I would love to see that. I mean,
just
I
a hope mustache you don't find down that to his boots. And he comes with a little comb.
Oh my gosh. All right. Basically, that's it.
Basically, it's not.
I mean, no, I wouldn't say there were a lot of twists and turns.
No, it was just a buildup of corruption.
Yeah, which was
it was
sad.
Like, yeah, it just slowly would yeah. build up to bad news.
For the and, Kowalskis.
Yeah.
Tig, are you...
I was going to make an announcement.
Oh, go ahead.
Once again, don't buy that Bob Ross. Chia yeah. pet. Or the paint...
Right.
Products.
Right.
And go to Steve's art class.
Yeah. Look for Steve Ross. Yeah. Are you ready for final thoughts?
I am.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Woo. Did you cry?
I did not cry. Did you?
I got choked up.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You surprise me every week.
I really got choked up at the end when there were two people that were saying that they had gone through these hardships, and the one lady, and she lost her baby, and she was like, the only thing that got her through was watching Bob Ross. It was very sweet. Quit, you're mocking me.
I'm not. I'm listening to you.
That's the end of the story. But I don't know why it got me. It's like, oh, that's, I don't know, very sweet.
I thought it was very sweet, very touching.
Now, this seems like an impossible question. Who were you attracted to? Who were you attracted to? Whoa. It is Slim Pickens. I mean, it's Slim Pickens.
I mean, can we both... What about Melissa McCarthy?
Oh, yeah.
Because she was on the episode.
Yeah, let's say Melissa right. McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
But wait, you... I would have thought that...
I would be attracted to Annette?
No. I would have thought that you would have, seen some sort of attraction... with Bob, like in his younger age.
I mean,
and when he didn't have a chia on his head.
Yeah. It's just so hard to go back once you see the perm for so long. It's
so
really
you would
hard.
Still choose Melissa McCarthy over younger Bob Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
You're really treading on my...
your territory.
My territory here. I was the one that remembered...
Bob Ross, wouldn't he?
No, that she was in our podcast.
Oh,
and
right.
So
I
found
like
that
you're
that
somehow getting. Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. I mean, you're like, this is so hard. How are we going to answer this question?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, Melissa
typically
McCarthy.
So easy. And I'm like,
without Melissa, this would have been impossible. I mean, this part. Who are you attracted to, Mark? All right. By the way. Mm-hmm. Next week, we'll be watching Britney versus Spears, which you can watch on Netflix. Whoa.
And I did.
Did you already watch it?
Well, yeah. I'm stuck in New Orleans with my
Why
production.
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, because you're
coming
asking...
at me so hot.
I watched it with my cousin and her friend last night.
All right. Cause... Well, I don't spill beans because I still have to watch it. You can also buy True Story merch at podswag.com/truestory. Before we go, you think we should read some true fan mail?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't believe the two movies you've cried at is Hands on a Hard Body and Bob Ross.
Listen.
I can't figure you out.
My feelings are my feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Cecilia R. Hey, Cecilia R.
Hey. Oh, hey, Cecilia R. Hey.
I don't know if this is ever really going to stick.
That's okay. We can still keep trying.
We can keep trying. I've been listening to your show since about the beginning, and I just wanted to let you know how much joy you bring to the world at a time when we need it the most. That's so nice.
Is this just to me?
I was diagnosed with neuropathy in November last year, and my road to recovery has not been easy by any means, but laughing with you too. You too. Every week has been the best medicine. Well, I have recently begun answering my phone, hey girl, hey, every time it rings, and it always gets a giggle from the person on the other end. It's also catching on with my daughter and her friends, and they're seniors in high school. Oh, I like that. We're really influencing the young people.
Well, and the world, Cheryl.
And the world. Thanks for being awesomely hilarious. Bye, gals. Bye. I don't know if that's going to... Bye,
yeah,
gals, bye.
But that's okay.
Hey,
bye,
girl,
gals,
hey.
Bye. Bye, girl, bye.
Oh, bye, girl, bye.
Bye, girl, bye. Yeah.
Thank you, Cecilia R.
I'm glad that we're, bringing some joy in a tough time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for
writing in.
Yeah.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopasich and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.